Okay, so we're continuing from yesterday. Yadzayin and Ma'af and Beitza. So, you heard yesterday, of course? Okay. Yeah, you were on. Okay. So, the question is, so just to summarize, the machlokes so far from yesterday is, when you have Yom Tov Shavuot on Shabbos, do you have two separate brachas, Mikadosh Shabbos and Mikadosh Shabbos Manim, or do you separate them? Or do you combine it into one? Combine it into one. So for that we said, is what's the machayev of the Shabbach? Is it a din that the experiential yom is machayev, the day, the person's day? It's machayev to give Shabbach about the day. So it's only one day. So it's machayev to give Shabbach about the different aspects of the day. Fine, but it's one bracha, one machayev, one bracha. What do you say that the machayev is the encountering of the Kedusha Zayom? Like the abstract quality of Yanta for the quality of Shabbos, the fact that you're encountering it, it's a mechayev to give Shabbach about it. So on Yanta Shabbos, you have two encounters, you encounter both of them. And you have to give Shabbach on both of them independently, the two separate mechayev, and they happen to coincide. Right? Again, but if it's your day, you only have one day. So now it's true that it has two properties which you can talk about, but it's only one mechayev, so it's going to be one Shabbach. Okay? Fine. Now the question is, now we're up to is assuming, like Beis Hillel, that really it's the experiential day, which is the Mechayev. So it's only Mechayev, you have one bracha. So now what is that bracha? What's the text of that bracha? Right? So, so how does it go? So, Beis Hillel holds that you daven. Everyone agrees, you start with Shabbos, V'atiten lanu es yom ha'menucha hazeh, then you go into Yantif, V'es yom whatever hazeh, and everyone, but the question is, what do you end with? Okay, so in the V'atiten lanu you have both, Shabbos and Yantif, what do you end with? What do you chosem with? So Beis Hillel holds your chosem mekadosh Shabbos, period. But Revi holds your mechosim like we do. Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azman in both. Right, both. Okay? So it's Poseach, how does he go? It says, Maskel b'Shel Shabbos u'Mesayim b'Shel Shabbos v'Mekdesh Yom B'Amtza. So that's where this base all. Start and end with Shabbos, you Mekdesh Yom in the middle, which is Yom. But Revi says, no, even the end is above. So on the surface, who makes more sense on the surface? Who's smoother on the surface? So it's Beis Hillel or Rabbi? Right, Rabbi. Because it's Shabbos Yom Tov. So your day, it's one day, but you're encountering both of them. So it's two mechayevim, so you have to go Shabbach on both aspects. And everyone agrees you go Shabbach on both aspects, because you see, everyone says in the middle, you're going to put Shabbos, you definitely Shabbos and Yom Tov both. So why in the Chasima should you limit it just to Shabbos? It's two. It has two qualities. You say Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. Why limit it? Then, for some reason, Beis Hillel just is Chosem Mekadesh HaShabbos. And the question is why? What happened to the Yom Tov? What happened to Yom Tov in the Chasima? Why are you leaving it out? So the Mishnah Jonah is saying is that if you look at the nature of the day, so because the question is why leave out Yom Tov and do Shabbos? So we say if. And just to give one extra thing, is that if the whole idea is the Mechayev of the Shabbach is the experiential Yom, right? That's the Mechayev according to this position, right? It's experiential, and that's why it's only one bracha, not two brachas, because it's the Yom, your experiential Yom. So in terms of your experiential Yom, what's the nature of the experience of the Yom? Is it a Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos, or is it a Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov? Right? It's a Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. Because the Kedushas Yom Shabbos is a full Isser Malacha. The Kedushas Yom Yom Tov is a half, it's a partial Isser Malacha. You have a Zerachach HaNafesh, his mother. But you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to carry, right? You're allowed to do other stuff, but you can't do that stuff on Shabbos Yom Tov. So the experiential Kedushas Yom of this day, of this joint day, is really an experience of Shabbos. So where Safi's holding is that the Mechayev is the experiential Yom. So the experiential Yom is, what's the nature of the experiential Yom? The experiential Yom of Shabbos. Now, the experiential Yom has two components. You have the primary idea of Kedusha Yom is Esher Malacha, and that's Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaRazman, and the Kedusha Yom, that which sets the day apart from Chol, that's the Esher Malacha. So that's Shabbos. But then in Kedusha Yom there's like other aspects, positive aspects of the day. say Simcha and whatever, Menucha. So they're saying it's Vatiten Lanu, where God gave us the day. So you mentioned Yashavas and you mentioned Yantif. Because the positive aspect of Yantif is also there. There's Simcha and Yantif, there's, right? Zman Chayrusenu, or Zman Simchasenu, right? Zman Matan Torasenu. I mean, those are still there. So you mentioned those. So that's in the Vatiten Lanu, the elaboration. But in the Chasima, which is Mekadei Yashavas, Mekadei is the Kedusha Zayom we're talking about. And the Kedusha, the experience of the Kedusha Zayom is really the Shema Shabbos. So the saying is in the mentioning of the Pazas of the day of Shabbos, and then you have the Shabbos primary and the secondary, but then Chasima, it's really only an experiential experience of Gdusha Yom Shabbos, not an experience of Gdusha Yom of Yantav. So therefore you don't mention it. But that's Shilas Shita Vesel. Right? And it's good with his whole idea of why it's one Sparacha, because of the fact that the Mechayev is experiential Yom, so you have to look at the actual experience of the Yom. So the question then is, if we go for that, what's the position of Rebbe, who we haven't told like? Right? You end in both. You do end in Yantif as well. Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, so maybe let's pursue this line of reasoning. So if I'd ask you, how many Yisurim Melacha are there on this day? How many Kedushas Hayoms are there on this day? What would you say? So the answer is two. Because it's Shabbos, which creates the Kriyas Nesar Melacha, and there's Yontif, which creates Nesar Melacha. Now it happens to be that the Nesar Melacha of Yontif is overshadowed. It's not expressed. It's not experienced. But Baal Manez is Yontif, and Yontif, part of Yontif is Nesar Melacha. Right? Like if you, so to speak, if you did Melacha on the day, how many things would you violate? Violate Shvisa and Shabbos, and violate Shvisa and Yontif. Right? I mean, it's two different things. Right? And so the thing is like this, is that Rabbi holds, that it's true, the Yom, the experiential Yom, is the Mechayev. It's the Mechayev in Shabbos. I'm experiencing a day today. It's a special day. Now I'm Mechayev to give Shabbos about it. But now when I give Shevach about it, I give Shevach about the nature of the day. And the day has a dual nature. The day has a dual nature. Shabbos and Yontif. So I'm going to give both of them equally. See, Beis Hillel's holding, since the Mechayev is the experiential Yom, you're the day that you're experiencing, the Shevach is about the experience, so to speak. It's about that which you're experiencing. Okay, about the Kedusha that you're experiencing. Rebbe is saying, not so fast. Just because the Mechayev is the experiential Yom, and therefore there's only one Mechayev, but what the substance of the Shevach is, now that I'm experiencing Yom, I have to give Shevach about it. My Shevach could be about it, about the nature of the day. It has a dual nature. Fine, so I'll give Shevach a double Shevach. Right, so the question is that, given that the Mechayev is the one Mechayev, the Yom, the day that you experience, but what is the Shevach, what is it Mechayev in? Is it Mechayev in Shevach about the experiential Yom? Or is it Mechayev in Shevach about the abstract Yom? The nature of the Yom, the conceptual nature of the Yom, which is the dual nature. But they're both holding the Mechayev is your experiential Yom. Whereas Rabbi Shammai is holding Mechayev is the abstract components themselves, which is Mechayev, which you happen to encounter, and then there's two Mechayevim. The Rebbe's like, it's in a certain sense, it's a conference, like Mil Shita. The Mechayev is the day that you experience, but that's a Mechayev you to give Shevach about its nature. I mean, the three Shitas come together nicely. They're like, Shalom Yisrael, and Rebbe Yonasi is like kind of in the middle. So Rebbe Yonasi is a little tricky, because he's saying he's like, the extremes are easier to see. I agree with that. Beis Shammai says the quality of Yontif, the abstract idea of Yontif is Mechayev Yon Shevach, the abstract idea of Shabbos is Mechayev Yon Yontif and Shevach. And when you encounter each of these entities, you're Chayev to get Shevach about them. So they're two different entities which you happen to encounter on the same day, but they're two separate Mechayevim. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, the Mechayev is your day. this is a different day. So when you live through the day, you say, wow, because they show it to God. God, thanks for giving us this unique day. Okay? Now, so it's the day that you encounter, which is Mechayev you to give Shevach. But now that it's the day you encounter Mechayev to give Shevach, what are you giving Shevach about? Are you giving Shevach about the experiential nature of the day? Or you say, no, I'm giving Shevach about the day itself, about the nature of the day, just that the Mechayev me is the day that I encounter, the day that I experience. But now that I experience it, it's Mechayev me to jump into the abstract world and give Shevach about its nature. Now it has its own nature. It's not too Mechayevim because it's only one day that I'm experiencing. But the experience is Mechayev me, the encounter with the day is Mechayev me to give Shevach about its nature. This is a special day I'm encountering. Why is it special? Oh, it's doubly special. So I give Shevach about it's two special qualities. You know, Beis Hillel is saying is, you know, since the Mechayev is your experiential day, the Shevach mirrors the nature of your experience of the day. And so in your experience of the day, Shabbos takes primacy. We hold no, it's true that the Mechayev is you're experiencing the day, but the Shevach is about the day itself, and the day itself is really two equal things. Just an accident that one happens to overshadow the other. You know what I mean? Good question. They're asking within Beis Hillel, or I guess within either of them, right? Why are you mentioning Shabbos before Yontif in Vatitan Lana? So it could be is that the Vatitan Lana refers to both the positive and the negatives, I would think. Includes everything. Right? And it's talking about the nature of the day that God gave us. So then in Shabbos, really, you know, let's say within Rav Eisel, Shabbos really has both the positive and the negative. You know, and Yontif just has like an added addition. So to speak, the experiential day is defined by Shabbos, and then Yontif adds certain components, so Shabbos is going to be first. You know what I mean? Because in terms of the experience of the day, it's true the Yontif has something and it adds something in, but the Shabbos is more primary. It sets the stage, it has a negative, Neshem Malacha, and then it also has its own positive qualities, you know? Menucha. And then Yontif adds in Simcha. You know? But anyways, I think it's Mustaber that if you're going to order them, Shabbos has to come before Yontif. You know, it's such a kasha. Because the 2 days, it's whatever. I mean, the Shabbos is first. It's just, it's a more Kadosh day. It's primary. It's what you're talking about. It's, you know, it's a higher Kedusha. And just like you see when Kadosh Shabbos B'Yisrael B'Hazmanu. So you see Shabbos comes first because Shabbos is a higher day. It's the Kedusha Shabbos is a greater Kedusha than the Kedusha Yontif. So if you're mentioning both, in general, if you're ordering them, it's Mustaber that you can order Shabbos and then Yontif. It, I guess, on different levels, it means different things. But first of all, it points to a higher idea. It points to the idea of the Borei Olam as opposed to the idea of Hashkacha. Mm-hmm. That's the more primary. You know, it's the whole Yisod of the Torah. First, Michal Shabbos, he's like a Zara. Farsi is like a Zara. You don't say that by Yontif. I mean, you're not so good if you're Michal Yontif, but it's not. Like, Shabbos is the Yisod of everything, you know. Yeah, Michal Shabbos Farsi is kilo. Okay, he's like an Akka. And then also, you see, like, in terms of, like, the Aliyahs, for instance, you see there's 7 Aliyahs on Shabbos, and there's 5 on Yontif. There's, like, level. It's a level, so it's the highest. It's the Shabbos. It's the highest. It's just the nature of the Dizayam. It's a higher. It's a more of a removal from Kol. Like, totally removed from Malacha. Mm-hmm. You know, various levels, Shabbos is, like, the model. But I think within that framework, it makes sense anyways. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not such a kasha, but I think anyways, it makes sense in my soul's framework that the experiential Yom Shabbos is still, you know, includes a negative also. In the Vatitan Lanu, you say, Vatitan Lanu, Shem HaKinu Be'av Modem Simcha, so you're this positive. Chag Vazvan Masasam, right, for also the positive. It's Yom Chag Matzah Zazah. It's Man Chirusenu, which is the nature, what the nature of the Zman is, Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh means it's called Kodesh. That's the reference to the Eser Malacha. Teches Yisrael Mitzrayim. So you mentioned both of them. I mean, it's talking about the positive, but I mean also about the negative. So they're both in there. Right. It's interesting, actually. You see here, this is the Sephardi Siddur?
No.
Hey, this one is Rach.
Siddur?
What Siddur is this? I don't know, what is this? Moroccan?
No, it's a general Eidot Mizrach.
Eidot Mizrach. Okay, so the Siddur Eidot Mizrach, maybe the Syrians also do it, you could tell me. It says, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh, Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh HaZeh, Zman Chayrusena. Right, do you do that also? Mikra Kodesh. It almost sounds repetitive. We have a Mikra Kodesh, we have a Mishnah. So Zignukis is a dual identity. It's Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh, is the positive, Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh HaZeh, which is the Samalacha. We just say, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh, Zman Chayrusena Mikra Kodesh. Say Chayrus Yes Mishnah.
Oh, as opposed to
saying Mikra Kodesh twice, yeah. It's Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazat. It's like two Hazats. It's like a dual identity. It's like you're repeating Mikra Kodesh. Yom Chag Matzah is Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazat. So it's like you're repeating the Mikra Kodesh, but it could be because it's like part of the identity. It's like a dual identity. It's a positive identity and a negative identity. You know, it's Chag Matzah or whatever, and Chag Shavuot, Chag Sukkos, but it's also Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. The Yom Tov is just a generic Mikra Kodesh, a Kedusha, it's not a Kedusha. There's a Malacha, but then there's also the Zman Chere, the Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkos, you know.
Right. Saying
it
has a positive
qualities
to it,
but
there's also
a Mikra
Kodesh to it.
Right. So, what didn't we have a modern Yom Chag HaMatzos, that's all the positive stuff. Then, it's Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, it's the negative. It's Mikra Kodesh, you know. Then Zman Chere, Zman Chere, Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh, I mean, it sounds a little repetitive, but I mean, you have to analyze it. But it makes sense. There's two different aspects, you know? Oops, sorry. Yeah. Okay, we good? Okay. So that brings us to the next problem. I'm going to do the next little piece here, but we'll set it up. I'll be around tomorrow. I thought I may have a meeting, but I don't. Okay, so it goes like this. So this is interesting. So it says, Tani Tana Kame de Ravina. So there's a Tana who said in front of Ravina, he reversed it. Mikadesh Yisrael v'hashabas v'hazmanim. Okay, it's Mikadesh the Jews and Shabbos and the Zmanim. As opposed to, we say Mikadesh Shabbos and then the Jews and the Zmanim. Because that's normally, is Yisrael Vazmanim is the bracha, and Shabbos is the bracha. So what we do Shabbos, and then Yisrael Vazmanim. But he did, no, he's kind of spliced them together. Because it's Yisrael v'hashabbos v'hazmanim. Okay? So Amar Lei, they said back to him, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadesh Lei? V'hashabbos Mekadesh V'kayma? So the reason why we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, why are we saying on Yantav Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim? So the Gemara in Bracha says, it says because, maybe Rashi brings it down, but the idea is because, look at Rashi. Rashi explains the question. It says, Tani kam de Ravina, and they'll say the Rabbi, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'hashabbos v'hazmanim. Otu Shabbos Mekadesh Shilei, shekodma kedushas Yisrael l'shel Shabbos, is shekidamta kedushas Yisrael l'shabbos, because that's what he did. He said, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'hashabbos, he said Yisrael first. He says, "Bishlam asmanim." I understand by Yom Tov Tzarich lahakdim Kedushas Yisrael leKedushas Son. You have to first mention Kedushas Yisrael and then v'hazmanim. So I did Kedushas Yisrael with Miskat Shuhaim because through Kedushas Yisrael, Yom Tov is Mekad Mekudash. Ilon Miskat Yisrael. If the Jews didn't have a Kedusha, Lo Yinukovin Chodashim Mekorim Wadim Bezdin, then there would be no Yom Tov because there's no Chol Rosh Chodesh and they're not going to set up the calendar and there's not going to be Kedushas of the Moed. So the Moadim, the idea of Yom Tov, only exists because God was Mekadesh the Jewish people, and means He's Mekadesh us through giving us mitzvos. HaChodesh is Alachem Rosh Chodashim or whatever. We have mitzvos, we set up the month, and then you can have Yom Tov, right? Even before Karm Pesach, you couldn't have Karm Pesach without HaChodesh Alachem. First you have to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, then you can have start counting the 15th of Nisan. Until then, the date, there's no calendar. So therefore, when you talk about God as Mekadesh Yom Tov, you have to mention He's Mekadesh the Jews, who are Mekadesh Yom Tov. They didn't do it directly. You have to mention that. But by Shabbos, Al Shabbos, Mekadesh V'kayim, Shishim V'Bereshas, V'ayin Etzulibik, V'yaz D'Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos doesn't do it D'Rosh Chodesh.
Shabbos is every seventh day period. It doesn't matter whether you have Kaisel or you don't have Kaisel. Shabbos is intrinsic. So he asked, Ravina is saying, why are you saying Mikadesh Yisrael v'HaShabbos is implying that Shabbos is somehow contingent on Yisrael? But that's not true. Shabbos is automatic, it's intrinsic. So don't do that. Right? So it said back, he says, Elohim Mikadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim. So rather, you change it. Mikadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim. Amar Yosef, halachic Rabbi, you can tarot Ravina. So the halacha is like Rabbi and like Ravina answered. Don't do it that way. Really do a Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim, not Yisrael Shabbos v'Azmanim. Okay? But apparently it's a machlokas. I mean, there was a machlokas. It's whether or not, which order you do it. Okay? Which order do you do it? Do you say Shabbos and Yisrael and Azmanim, or you say that Azman is Yisrael and Shabbos and Azmanim? I mean, the argument is good, but I mean, presumably there's another side. Yeah, presumably there's another side. So I'd like to define that. I'd like to define that question. And if you look again, there's a Gemara in Brachos which says, explains the idea of Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim. I mean, Rashi kind of here says it also. But the idea of Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim is Mekadesh, because it wants to know there's Ein Chos Mishnayim. In general, you can't have two Chasimas in one Bracha. Two different ideas. So it asks a few questions, really? It says because it looks like you're basically, it's like a burden on you. You're trying to shove together these different Brachas. Right? It's like Chavilas. You're making the Mitzvahs into bundles. So it says, you say Alar Zel Mazon, right? And benching, you say on the land and on the food. Isn't that, right? Combining two different things. So it says, no, Eretz Demachka Mazon. It's the land that brings forth food. So it's not two different things. It's on the land and it's food and it's fruit. So it's not, they're not just two totally distinct things. On the contrary, they're related. It's the land which brings forth fruit. Zel Arz Zel Peros, same thing. Eretz Demachka Peros, fine. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. What are you talking about? Two things. So God's Mekadesh the Jews and he's Mekadesh the times. Why are you mentioning two things? So it says, no. Yisrael, it means God is Mekadesh the Jews, dekadshinu l'zmanim. Who were Mekadesh l'zmanim. So God's Mekadesh the Jews, who were Mekadesh l'zmanim. So that's unified. Okay, but I'd like to understand exactly how that works. Like, what's the unification? What's this idea of the unified bracha? And it's kind of important because that's what we're talking about here, where they say Yisrael, that is Manu, you know? That's the Mem Tesman Aleph. Then it says, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh HaKadashim. What about Rosh HaKadashim? So same thing, Yisrael Dekachin Rosh HaKadashim. Yisrael or Mekadesh Rosh HaKadash. It says, I am Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael HaZmanim. How are you going to explain that? Those are really seem like two different things. So it's fine. The Gemara says, oh, Chutz Mizu. Except for that one. That's an exception. Okay? So, Umayishna Ha'acha. Right? Umayishna Why? Here are the two separate things. Each one is separate. It's a funny answer.
It's not really an answer.
I know.
It's kind of like saying, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's chill. So it's funny. It's hard to know. I mean, the Rashi says, it's different Gersos than Rashi, which says, In kan el brachas mekadesh. It's really only one bracha, because you're talking about the mekadesh. And v'orich l'kadosh baruch hu, sh'mekadesh ha'shavos v'azmanim. So it's one Shevach that God is Mekadesh, Yisrael and the Zman. Oh, Shabbos and the Zman. That's what he's saying. He said, it's really, it's not Chutz Mizu. I guess he's somehow reading the Gemara. It's not really saying an exception. But saying it's really one idea. And I think it's good what we said. It's one Yom. He's talking about God is Mekadesh the Yom. Now it's true, he gave Mekadesh with two different aspects. But it's one idea about the Kedusha of the Yom. You know, could be that's what he's saying. I mean, you can look at the Rashi. It's a Gemara there in Memtas. So I guess we could think about this, though. I mean, this whole thing is like, what's the idea of this joint, this dual chasima, you know? And what's the machlokes about whether you put the Yisrael before the Shabbos or after the Shabbos, right? Okay, I think that should keep us busy. Let me see here. Yeah, and I guess after we do that, we could look at Rabbeinu Chananel. I think he learns this Gemara differently. It's a little tricky how he reads, but I think he learns it differently.
In Beitza?
Yeah, in Beitza.